The connectivity at the racecourse has been a bone of contention for many organisations who hire it, along with the trust who run it. On Friday, Deputy Premier Paul Toole was in Broken Hill and announced a $250 million mobile coverage project. Kevin Taylor is from Agfair, and they've been trying for years to get permanent tower at the racecourse.
Yeah, well, we've put several submissions forward to Telstra and to various government departments, federal members, local members, state members, all sorts of things. And yeah, it's been a frustration for quite a while because the cost of a cell on wheels is just absolutely ludicrous, and we just can't afford, being a not-for-profit organisation, and all, most of the places that use that event centre are not-for-profit as well. So, yeah, it's been pretty frustrating over the years.
So to hear about this announcement, what were your immediate thoughts?
Immediate thought that it was an election promise, but then I was reassured later on that it's not. It's actually a commitment to spend all that money in the Western District of New South Wales, and it's open for applications to apply for money to get to for your particular areas or areas of interest. And yeah, so we've put several submissions to council and our members. So hopefully we've got enough information to submit another submission to the government to get a tower put out there.
Based on your understanding of the financials, Kevin, maybe you don't know the exact cost, but they're saying $250 million, and obviously that needs to be divided among multiple different applications that are successful. How far do you think it could go in trying to get a tower put out there?
Well, when we spoke to Telstra a while back out at the event centre, and you know, he was quoting something in the vicinity of $2 to $2.5 million for a tower. And then that tower wouldn't just service the event centre. It was, they were, according to what we ascertained from the conversation, they were looking at Round Hill, which would service Imperial Lakes, the gun clubs, various gun clubs, the golf course, etc. So that was sort of where I think Telstra were aiming. But I think the best part about today was that the One Wi-Fi people that had won the contract for Barwarana, They're not carrier specific. They say their towers will work with all carriers. So that's an even better result, I think.
So in your mind, then the council should be heading to these guys, One Wi-Fi, as opposed to Telstra.
Well, by listening to the conversation today, that's what the government's doing. So I'd say that'd probably be an option for sure.
And it obviously, council are the ones who need to be making that sort of submission. But what sort of things will you be doing to try and get that submission over the line from your end?
I will be doing a lot of lobbying, a lot of letter writing, I would say. But it's fairly critical for the whole town. You know, the regional event centre had something like 7,000 people stayed out there over the last 12 months, and. And the overflow camping from the bash, we're looking at 600-odd caravans out there for 3 or 4 days. You know, it's fairly critical that they have mobile communication.
If they were successful, they're saying that applications will open in May, and so that it will depend ultimately whoever ends up in government, that they're the ones that council will have to make the application to. What sort of time frame would you like to see if this funding stream is successful and if Broken Hill makes a submission?
Well, we'd like to see it within a couple of years, but I don't know if that's either practical or logical, because my son may call for tenders, et cetera, and go through all the processes. You know, I think we've still got a few more ag fairs and at least one more ag fair and a couple of St. Pat's race events and a couple of bash events before we see a permanent tower out there. But hope it'd be good to see it within a couple of years, yeah.
So local communities must apply to be in the draw for a tower. And as Kevin Taylor said, he's spoken to council on a number of occasions. Are they ready? Deputy Mayor Jim Hickey, good morning.
Good morning, Gunnar. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Has council got their application at the ready, or will you work with the Racecourse Trust Group?
Look, we've been working with the whole community with this some time, Gunnar. We have We have all the info that we need, I think, at this stage, and all the letters of support, which we had already submitted to Telstra for a tower, and we'll just regurgitate that and shoot that off to the new applicant, new application in May when they open.
Right, and just for clarification, does the application have to go through council, or can other groups like the Mundi Mundi Bash apply for tower funding separately?
Oh, look, I think anyone could apply, but it's common sense that council does it.
Yes.
We've got the most pull, and it's allocated to the district. You know, like they deal mostly with local governments and government departments.
What happens if the government receives a number of applications from one area? So I know you said it makes sense to go through council, but what if there's multiple ones like council, Mundi Mundi, St Pat's, or even the Pastoralist Association? If they all apply, what do you think the course of action will be?
Well, it doesn't really matter because they'll only build one tower at the end of the day,
right?
And we'll all use it.
Right. So you were at the announcement on Friday. What were the key areas to it?
The key areas were this, that it's they did make $550 million for Wilcannia and for Warrana to give them connectivity. They have nothing at the moment. And that was a separate thing. And then on top of that, we knew that one was coming. We didn't really know that the $250 million was coming for regions for connectivity. So, but it's on application.
And the racecourse areas connectivity has been getting worse, would you say?
Oh, most certainly. As more users use it, even our whole town, you know, like everything gets over with. The more people are on it, as you know, when school finishes in an afternoon, you can hardly get the internet.
And the AgFair committee had a portable tower, which they partly paid for along with council, which I understand. So we really don't want to get to a situation where we're doing that again.
Greta, we've already done that for this year's St. Pat's. We've
yes.
already got one
yep.
in the pipeline because it's a necessity to make St. Pat's happen. So that'll be done, and hopefully by this time next year we may have our tower.
So say the Pastoralist Association, just going back to that question of multiple applications, say their application is to have the Mount Deering tower fixed, and maybe they're not in line with getting one out of the racecourse. Is that going to complicate matters, do you think?
Oh, I don't believe so. No, I don't believe so.
Right. Now, at the races last year, we just have to remind people how bad it was. The reception was so poor, people left, as did a bookie, which is a real shame. So do we see this happening again?
Oh, it shouldn't happen this year because we're going to have a good portable tower.
Okay, good.
So I don't think that'll be a problem this year.
Yeah, good. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Deputy Mayor, and we'll check in with you again soon.